Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Becoming a Data Head: How to Think, Speak, and Understand Data Science, Statistics, and Machine Learning by Alex J. Gutman, is a practical guide for people who need to navigate data-driven work without getting lost in jargon or math intimidation. The book focuses on building a mental model for how data projects actually function, from defining a useful question to choosing methods, evaluating results, and communicating trade-offs. Instead of treating statistics, machine learning, and analytics as separate silos, it frames them as tools for decision-making under uncertainty. Readers are guided toward asking better questions, spotting common errors in reasoning, and understanding what model performance metrics do and do not guarantee. The emphasis is on literacy and judgment, how to talk with analysts, interpret charts and experiments, and recognize when conclusions are overstated. Whether you are a manager, a founder, a marketer, or an aspiring analyst, the book aims to make you more confident in meetings, more skeptical of weak evidence, and more capable of turning data into actions that make sense for real-world constraints. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adopting the data thinking mindset. A core theme is that data work starts with thinking, not tooling. The book stresses translating business curiosity into a testable question and a decision that could change based on evidence. That means clarifying the outcome of interest, the unit of analysis, the time window, and the actionability of the result. It also means identifying assumptions early, such as what counts as success, what costs are acceptable, and what risks the organization is willing to take. This mindset helps readers avoid the common trap of collecting data or building models without a clear purpose. The approach encourages separating descriptive questions from predictive or causal ones, since each requires different methods and different standards of proof. It also highlights the importance of context, domain knowledge, data generating processes, and the practical constraints that shape what is measurable. By reinforcing disciplined framing and a habit of checking whether a question is answerable with available data, the book aims to make readers more effective collaborators and consumers of analysis. The result is a repeatable way to think through ambiguity, reduce confusion in cross-functional teams, and focus effort where it produces real decisions rather than impressive but irrelevant outputs. Secondly, statistics fundamentals without the fog. The book positions statistics as a language for uncertainty and variation, not merely a set of formulas. It explains why summaries like averages can mislead when distributions are skewed, when outliers dominate, or when the underlying population is changing. Readers are encouraged to interpret measures of spread, compare groups carefully, and treat estimates as ranges rather than single numbers. Another emphasis is on the difference between correlation and causation, and the ways confounding variables can create convincing but false stories. The narrative also addresses sampling and representativeness, showing how selection bias or missing data can warp results even when calculations are correct. In practical settings, statistical thinking helps answer questions like whether an observed change is meaningful, whether a metric is stable enough to guide action, and how much confidence to place in a reported uplift. The treatment of significance and practical importance is particularly relevant for decision makers. A result can be statistically detectable but too small to matter, or practically important but too uncertain to bet on without more data. Overall, the goal is to help readers understand what analysts mean when they discuss variability, uncertainty, and inference, and to build the habit of asking what alternative explanations might exist. Thirdly, machine learning as a tool, not magic. Machine learning is presented as a set of methods for finding predictive patterns with clear boundaries on what it can and cannot do. The book emphasizes that good models depend on good problem definition, appropriate targets, and meaningful features. It encourages readers to understand the difference between training performance and real-world performance and why overfitting can make a model look impressive while failing in production. Attention is given to evaluation, choosing metrics that match the business objective, using validation properly, and interpreting accuracy, precision, recall, and related measures in context. The discussion also highlights that many ML projects fail due to data quality, leakage, shifting user behavior, or a mismatch between the model objective and the operational decision. Another key point is interpretability and trust. Stakeholders often need to know why a model makes a recommendation, what data it relies on, and what failure modes to expect. Rather than pushing a specific algorithm, the book frames ML as one option among many, sometimes unnecessary when simpler rules or statistical approaches work. This equips readers to ask informed questions about feasibility, expected lift, maintenance cost, and the organizational readiness required to benefit from ML. Fourthly, experiments, causality, and decision-making. A major practical bridge between statistics and product decisions is experimentation. The book explains why randomized tests are powerful for isolating causal effects and why observational comparisons frequently mislead. It guides readers to think through experiment design basics, such as defining primary metrics, guarding against peaking in multiple comparisons, and ensuring the test population reflects the decision context. It also addresses trade-offs in measurement, including how short-term metrics can conflict with long-term outcomes and how proxy metrics can fail. Beyond ideal randomized experiments, the book encourages critical thinking about causal claims when experiments are not possible, including how to assess plausibility, look for robustness, and communicate uncertainty honestly. The focus remains on decision quality, what evidence is sufficient to take an action, what risks remain, and how to monitor outcomes after a rollout. This topic also connects to organizational behavior, since experiments require alignment on what questions matter and discipline in interpreting results. By framing causality as a practical necessity for many business choices, the book helps readers avoid treating any data pattern as actionable. Instead, it pushes toward asking whether a change in strategy would actually change the outcome, and how confident the team should be before investing time, money, or user trust. Lastly, speaking data, communication, charts, and common pitfalls, even strong analysis fails when it is communicated poorly. So the book emphasizes how to speak about data in ways that are accurate, decision-oriented, and understandable. It highlights the importance of defining terms, especially metrics that sound simple but hide complexity, such as active users, churn, conversion, or engagement. Readers are encouraged to ask for clarity on denominators, timeframes, and segment definitions to avoid mismatched interpretations. Visualization is treated as a reasoning tool. Charts should reveal patterns without exaggeration, and axes, scales, and baselines must be chosen to prevent accidental or intentional distortion. The book also calls out common pitfalls in dashboards and reports, such as confusing seasonality for growth, mistaking noisy fluctuations for trends, or overlooking data quality issues that create false alarms. A recurring idea is that good communication includes caveats and alternatives, not just a single narrative. That means stating assumptions, summarizing uncertainty, and offering the next best question rather than pretending the analysis is final. This topic is especially useful for leaders who must translate analytical findings into strategy, and for analysts who want their work to drive action. The outcome is a shared vocabulary and a healthier culture of skepticism, learning, and iterative improvement. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who sit near data but are not full-time data. Scientists, product managers, executives, founders, marketers, operations leaders, and analysts early in their careers. It is also a strong fit for students and career switchers who want a practical understanding of how statistics and machine learning show up in everyday decisions. The main benefit is improved judgment. You learn to frame questions so the analysis can actually resolve a decision, to recognize when results are fragile or biased, and to interpret metrics and model outputs without being misled by confident presentations. That translates into better prioritization, fewer costly detours, and more productive conversations with technical teams. Compared with many similar books that either dive deep into math or stay at the level of buzzwords, this one aims for usable literacy, enough depth to ask the right follow-ups, evaluate evidence, and communicate trade-offs responsibly. It is worth buying because it serves as a durable reference for real workplace situations, helping readers bridge the gap between data theory and business reality while keeping the emphasis on clarity, uncertainty, and action. If you would like to support Alex J. Gutman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.